look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner unlocking the front door of the Jotham Down store and restaurant. Listen.
Hurry up and get the door open, Abner. What are you using for a key, a button hook?
Oh, I got the key all right. It just don't seem to work, so I must have got it bent somewhere or other.
Well, use the key hanging beside the door there, then.
No, I always forget that one.
Well, what do you think we hung it there for?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'll get it. Yeah, that one works a heap better than mine. See, I'll hang mine up there and carry this one.
Oh, Morning. You've waited a minute, I've let you in.
Oh, hello, Ben.
Yeah, hi, Ben.
You still up? I thought you'd have turned in by now.
Well, I'm just getting ready to. Say, I fixed myself a little breakfast here in your restaurant. I hope you don't mind.
No, that's all right. That's what I told you to do.
Breakfast or supper, what? I don't know what you'd call it. Supper, I guess. The last meal I eat before going to bed now.
Yeah, I reckon that would get a feller mixed up. Working nights that way.
Yeah, did anything happen last night, Ben? Did you find out anything about that mysterious voice?
No, nothing definite.
Well,
did a little patrolling, one thing and another. I did run across something, luckily. I found a flashlight outside Charlie Redfield's window.
Charlie Redfield?
Any idea who the flashlight belongs to?
Yes. Belongs to me. I lost it when I was patrolling the night before.
Oh!
I've always been lucky that way. How's Cedric by now?
Well, he weren't in too bad a shape last night. I dropped by the wee hunts this morning. He was setting up. Doc Miller rocked a few bandages on him. He weren't hurt serious.
Well,
Martin and I twisted his head off when we first found him.
That was your fault, Lon. You was out there twisting his head around. You didn't know that he had his coat on backwards when he had the accident.
But I say it weren't my fault.
Well, that's good. Well, just how did that accident happen? You were here in the store at the time, wasn't you?
Yeah, we got here. We heard the crash. We don't know exactly how it happened, though. Well, we know it. Cedric comes zooming down the street here. Old Lomi must have been going 20, 25 miles an hour, I reckon. Run right smack dab into the watering trough out there in the street.
Yeah.
The car hit that trough and bounced back about 4 feet. That thing flew into 1,000 or 100 pieces. Left Cedric standing right there in the road holding the steering wheel. But I bound you scattered parts of that car for 2 blocks.
Oh, you're exaggerating, Abner.
Well, not very much, I ain't.
Well, if Cedric was standing up after the accident, how did he get hurt?
Well, some of the parts come down and hit him on the head. See, he was 2 days to duck.
Yes, right, young boy.
We saw Mr. Douglas down the garage, and he come up here and hauled the car away.
In a tow sack.
Well, yeah. Now, as I understand it, Cedric got a call from the boy warning about this accident before it happened. Is that correct?
Well, not exactly. The wee hunts did get a call from the voice before the accident, but we found out later Cedric weren't home at the time. His mama was the one that answered the phone.
Right, Doggies, it looks like if a call comes to anybody's house, that whole family's in danger. Right, Doggies, that voice is a ghost, that's what it is. I know dad blame well it is.
Abner, I told you it couldn't possibly be a ghost. There ain't no such thing as ghosts, I don't think.
Well, there's one now. Ben, do you know of any way to get shut a ghost?
Well, Abner, there's an old saying that if you put a bowl of potato soup up on the roof...
Ben, let's not get into that subject. I've been having enough trouble with Abner worrying over ghosts as it is. I think you ought to get some sleep anyway.
Well, I guess you're right, Lum.
You're going to wear yourself plumb out. You can't be on duty all night long and then set up half the day talking.
No, your eyes look like two burnt holes in a blanket right now.
Yes, you're right. I'll go back and get a little shut-eye. That's a Mount Ida expression, means take 40 winks.
Oh! Good one, shut up.
Don't forget to check on the phone call for me.
No, we won't. We'll wake you up when we leave tonight.
Why?
What kind of soup was that he said, Lum? Potato?
Abner, you ain't going to scare no ghosts away with no bowl of soup. I can tell you that right here now.
Oh, as well as I love that stuff, I might go up and help him eat it.
That's why you want to try it, I know.
I bound you I could scare away a ghost with some of that soup that you made for your restaurant yesterday.
Oh, that weren't so bad. Ulysses had a whole bowl full of it.
Yeah, and he looked a little like a ghost when he got done with it. What'd you put in that junk anyway, Mom?
Just the usual greetings. Just opened up the soup cans and added water. Might have scorched it a little.
You sit a little close to the water pump, too. Wait a minute. Look who's here. I hardly load you in all them bandages. How you feeling, Cedric?
Oh, just fine, I think.
Well, don't you hurt none at all, no place?
Well, Mr. Dr. Miller said one of my shoulders was going to hurt something wonderful, but I can't recollect which one he said it would be.
Oh. Well, you ought to find out about that, baby.
Yes, Mama. I'm going to call him after a while, because everybody keeps asking me about it, and I don't know what to say. I want to tell them straight of it.
Yes. Well, here. Hey, you better sit down here. Take this rocker. Scott, get out of there, Geraldine. Get on out. Sit down, baby.
Well, I can't stay, Mr. Abner. I've got to get over to the school and show my little chums all my bandages. I just dropped in to tell you I'm quitting, Mr. Abner.
Quitting?
Yes, Mom. I can't be your bodyguard no more.
Well, why can't you, Cedric?
Because I've got a new job. Since we got that call from the voice over at our house, I've been hired by another fella.
Who?
Me.
You?
Yes, Mom. From the looks of things, I'm going to have to spend all of my time bodyguarding myself.
Oh.
If I'd have thought of this day before yesterday, that accident might not have happened.
Well, now, Cedric, you can't just quit me that away without no notice. Don't forget, I'm paying you for this.
Oh, but I give me a raise. You can't blame a fella for wanting to better himself.
Well, no. Can you afford that raise, though, Cedric?
Well, I didn't think so at first, but then I got to study and figured out that as long as I'm getting a raise, I could afford it.
Oh.
You see, I just pay myself out of my profits.
Oh,
what to do.
Yeah, that's right, sure. I never thought of that.
Well, I've got to be getting over to the schoolhouse. They want to disappoint my little chums.
Yeah, well, Cedric, if you ain't happy with your new boss, why, you let me know.
Well, I'll let you know, Mr. Abner. I promised myself a 2-week trial. So long.
Yeah, so long. Dogged, I sure hate to lose my body's guard. Especially at a time like this, right when things are getting worse.
And I see there was a business conference, if I ever heard one.
Yeah, you'll have to hand it to Cedric. He knows how to make money on it.
Well, now, that's silly. How can he make any money paying himself that way?
He got a raise.
No matter how high he raises his salary, he's still the one. Well, morning, Squire.
Yeah, morning, Lom, Abner. I guess old Cedric, he seems to have gotten pretty badly banged up in that accident yesterday.
Yeah, he's lucky it weren't no worse.
Yes, well, the worst part of it is he didn't have a nickel's worth of accident insurance either. I tell you, men, this situation's getting out of hand in this town.
You're right, it is. Everybody's scared to go out of their house, even. Ruining business.
I know it is. And that town marshal of ours, Uncle Henry Lunsford, he isn't doing a thing about it, either.
Well, to be honest, I never did put much dependence in Uncle Henry.
Is Ben Withers doing any good, Lum?
Well, he's working hard at it, I'll say that for him.
Well, what we need in this town is some definite action. You know that things have gotten so bad that Mamie Phillips has quit her job over at the telephone office.
Yeah, I know. She ain't set foot in that place for 2 or 3 days now. And what's more, she says she ain't going near there as long as that voice is haunting everybody.
Well, I don't blame her. I wouldn't go near there neither. Well, it's hampering my business, old man. It doesn't matter about the local calls. We don't need a central girl for those. But with her gone, I can't make any long-distance calls.
Yeah, that's right. I hadn't thought about that.
And I wish we couldn't make no local calls, neither. Keep that bad, blamed voice off the line.
Hey, wait a minute. Why can't we do that?
Do what?
Go over to the telephone office and undisconnect the whole dadgum works. That'd put that voice out of business.
I don't. That's a good idea, Lum. Come on, let's do that. Well, just a minute, old man. Won't that disrupt our local business here?
Well, if we don't do something, there won't be no local business to disrupt. Come on, Squire. You come along with us.
Yeah, all right. I'm right with you.
Well, I know this is a switchboard, but I don't know how to disconnect it. I don't want to get no electric shock.
You won't get no shock. Go on, Squire.
Just a minute, man. I think there must be a main switch of some kind here in this place. What's that on the floor there and back of the switchboard, Lum? Does that look like anything to you?
What about you mean? Down here?
Yeah, right there by your left foot, yes.
Well, it's some kind of a gadget. I don't know where it's the main switch or not. Abner, take hold of that wire there and see if anything happens.
I ain't going to do it.
Well, you won't get hurt, I don't think.
Well, I don't want to take no chances, not after the way that voice has been warning everybody about death and accidents and all that.
Well, wait a minute now. Wait, that might not be it now. What about that thing about a foot or so farther over to the left? Get down there and look at that, Abner. What is that?
Well, I'll get down here, but I ain't going to touch it out anywhere.
I still think this gadget here's got something to do with it.
Well, you might be right, Lum. We'll have to try everything. Perhaps the best thing to do would be to call up Mamie and ask her. Wait a minute. I think this is the thing right here we're looking for, right here on the switchboard. Yes, I'm sure that's it. Yeah, there. I believe it'll disconnect everything right
well,
there.
Well, good for you, Squire. Help me get up, Abner.
Well, wait, I'll get up myself.
Granny, it's sure dusty.
Yeah, this place is full of dust.
Here, you can tell Mamie he ain't been around here lately.
Don't brush that dust right in my face, Mom.
Excuse me. Well, come on, let's get out of here. You know, I feel a whole lot safer already.
Yes, man, we've certainly taken the voice's weapon away from him. Taken away his only method of communication. Well, come on, let's get out of here.
Yeah, I reckon we ought to report what we've done to Ben and Uncle Henry. Wait a minute. What's this? Look on that desk there. Looks like some words wrote in the dust. Oh, my goodness, it must be from
it?
The voice.
What is it, Lum? What is it?
It says, what you have done is useless. There is no escape from death and disaster.
And there seems to be no escaping the voice, either.